This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks so much for listening. It's Thursday. We're so close. It's so close to the weekend, which often feels just like all the other days, and yet still just a little bit special.
Get to wake up later.
Yeah, get to, right. There's no 4:15 alarm anymore, which is fantastic. I enjoy that. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. It went up yesterday. It goes up every Wednesday. It's fun. The best part of yesterday's podcast, and the whole thing is fantastic. But the last few minutes, Bryn tells me that he left a lot of us talking after the fact on there.
Talking about the show. And
Right. With swears. That's right. I remember
there were a lot of swears.
Saying yes,
yeah.
But those are bleeped.
So if you
want
to hear how it sounds for Guitar John to have a filthy mouth, then there you have it.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, every Wednesday there's a new episode. You can find it at radio.com, radioalice.com, wherever you get your podcast from. We'd love you to check it out. So we're going to start with Borat.
Okay.
Nice.
I like Borat.
Yeah, me too. The first
makes me cringe, but it's also funny.
So one of his tricks is that he gets people to agree to an interview, like legit people whose ideas he wants to explore. Mm-hmm. He gets them, or whatever he wants to do to them, torture them, people who he wants to torture. He gets them to agree to what seems like a legitimate interview opportunity. And one of the people, and these people have to sign off. Yes, you can use the video. I mean, they must, because otherwise, how does he get Rudy Giuliani in his movie? Rudy is going to regret this. Mm-hmm. He already regrets it. And because the news has broken that he's been caught in a somewhat compromising position in the upcoming Borat sequel. It is debuting on Amazon tomorrow. So you don't have to wait for this to hit a theater.
Right.
If you're already an Amazon Prime Video member, you can watch this. I don't know, midnight tonight. When do things debut? 8 p.m. Whatever. As of tomorrow, you can get the Borat movie. Rudy Giuliani apparently agreed to be interviewed in a hotel room by what he thought was a conservative news outlet. The interviewer was an actress portraying Borat's daughter in the film.
Okay.
After the interview, she suggests they go into the bedroom for a drink. Oh. And she removes Rudy's microphone. And then he lays back on the bed and puts his hand down his pants. At that point, Borat bursts into the room in lingerie and yells, "She's 15. She's too old for you."
Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Can I just say something?
What?
This is not a political show, and I'm not someone who fancies myself, you know, I'm not into politics. I'm just not. I pay as much attention as I need to. But that guy couldn't have had more goodwill after 9/11 than maybe any politician ever. He was someone who people look to like, that's our next president right there. The way he managed and handled and blah, 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 and this is where that ends. And it actually, I mean, he's been on a downward spiral with, you know, his association with Trump for a while now. But I just can't believe that someone could have had that much goodwill and has turned into this.
Yeah.
He's a bit.
He's a bit on Borat. He's a bit on every late night talk show. But this is, you know, kudos to Sacha Baron Cohen, because this guy just knows how to put people in terrible situations. He has ruined so many lives.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. So if you're just joining us, Borat somehow got Rudy Giuliani to agree to an interview with a supposedly conservative outlet. The actress who's playing his daughter in the film that's going to be on Amazon Prime tomorrow. After the interview happens, she gets him into the bedroom, takes off his microphone. You know, they're going to have a drink together. He lays right down on the bed, hand down his pants. And then Borat bursts in lingerie and yells, "She's 15. She's too old for you." This scene was filmed back in July. After it happened in real life, Rudy called the cops.
Right.
He says, this person comes in yelling and screaming. I thought this must be a scam or a shakedown, so I reported it to the police. He then ran away. He's in major damage control mode. In a radio interview, he said he was not reaching into his pants to uncage the beast, you guys. Mm. Oh, boy. Look at this.
What? He thought the drinks were in there?
He was tucking his shirt back in because when she'd removed the microphone, she'd untucked his shirt.
Right.
The microphone and the shirt tail and the, I don't know why I was laying down to do that. I had to be, he says, I had my jacket on. I was fully clothed at all times. He also tweeted, at no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate. If Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he's a stone cold liar. So you can judge for yourself tomorrow. It's all caught on tape.
Yeah.
This is a movie I will watch.
Oh yeah, I'll watch it too, but not for, I mean, I'm not really a fan of the gotcha stuff, but because it crunches me out and mm-hmm.
I hear you.
But I do think Borat can be very funny, so I'll get to it. But I hate to see what's happened to this guy. Like I'm saying, I just felt like there was a moment where he was someone who people thought this is.
He took command. He took control.
Yeah.
He made everyone feel like this is going to be okay-ish. Mm-hmm. And man, did he just.
Stepping it.
Yeah. He's already didn't have great press, but. This is, it's just funny. I hate to revel in the, I don't hate it at all. I shouldn't revel in it. That's what I should have said. But that, I can't wait to see that. If you remember the first movie, he's just great at coming up with ways to trick people into doing the things that he wants them to do on camera without them realizing that they're playing the fool. He's a genius. It's good. Quibi's a thing. You probably saw lots of ads for it.
Yeah, I'm not interested. I've never gotten the app. I've never watched one thing on Quibi. I realize I'm busier now than I've ever been, so maybe that's why. But have you watched Quibi?
I watched one thing on Quibi.
Oh, yeah. That's the...
the one thing.
Anna Kendrick thing, right?
Yeah, Anna Kendrick and... which I can't even think of the name of it now. It's about a sex doll who comes to life. And I really liked it. But I am not a person who's going to watch 10-minute segments on my phone. I'm just not going to.
Is it called Dummy?
Dummy, yeah. Yes, Vinny.
Is it a male sex doll or a female sex doll?
It's a female sex doll. And the premise is Anna Kendrick is playing the role of actual Cody Heller, who is the person who wrote the thing.
Oh, cute.
And she and an actor are playing this couple, and Anna Kendrick finds this sex doll in a closet. But for her, the sex doll talks, and the sex doll is helping her. Also is really rotten to her because she's dating the guy that she loves. The sex doll loves the guy too. It's genius. I really liked it. And if I was a person who could consume 10-minute chunks of this and wait for the next one and. Then maybe Quibi would have worked out for me. But as it was, I got the free trial because I wanted to see this one particular show, and then I watched it as quickly as I could, and I canceled my subscription, and they've never stopped emailing me no matter how many times I unsubscribe, and so Quibi's always in my inbox. But that's about to change because Jeffrey Katzenberg is saying that Quibi is done. 7 months. Oh. They tried for 7 months. They tried really hard. Millions of people signed up for the free trial. They say here, let me see if I can find this thing here, the exact numbers. I take that back. Hundreds of thousands of people signed up for the free trial. 900,000 people signed up for the free trial in the 3 days that followed the launch. That was quickly. People went, okay, I'll sign up for the free trial. Of those, 72,000 people converted to paying subscriptions. So not at all what they were hoping for. And they're, at the time, they were saying, no, we've had excellent conversion from free to paid. No, this is all had. It's good. It's happening. Late on Tuesday, it was reported that Katzenberg told people in the industry he may have to shut down the company. And it's looking like that is confirmed now.
It turns out people have possibly only slightly better attention spans than they're given credit for. Is that what we can?
It seems that way. I'm not exactly sure what they.
Either I have time for a show or I don't. I don't need to squeeze a 10-minute show in. I'm either going to sit down and relax and watch a show, or there's no time for shows right now.
Right.
To me.
No, I think you're absolutely right. That's it. I'm sitting down and I'm going to watch something on my TV, or I'm going to, you know, the ad campaign was like people standing in a dressing room watching their I'm like, no one's doing that.
Maybe the kids are. Maybe
sure,
they just,
maybe.
The you know, that's one of those buying power things didn't come around quick enough or something, but I still, I didn't see it happening. I, you know what made me think of? This guy, this program director I worked with, and I can't think of the guy's name, but he had this idea. It was his brainchild that they were only it was going to be a top 40 station, and they'd only play the hooks of the songs. So each song would be under 2 minutes. Huh. And he was like, nobody's got time to listen to all the verses. They just want the hooks. And I was like,
how did that go?
It never happened because he's not giving
to it, right.
It's just an idea that never took off because he's not giving anybody credit. Like 3 minutes is too long to enjoy a song. What?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Once I like a song, it is hard to get to know songs though. Like new songs, it's hard for people. People think they want new music, but what they really want is something
they
know.
Same music, yeah.
But his plan was to just have all the songs edited to the hooks and then just that was the station. Hooky or hookish or.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe they should have given it a try. Who knows? Maybe there are people out there who are like, well, I'm only going to be in the car for 1 minute, so.
We're seeing Quibi. It didn't work.
Yeah, Quibi. You know, here's the thing. I read the synopses of many shows that are on Quibi, and they, you know, they basically take an hour or 2 hour long show and cut it into 7 to 10 minute segments. There was some interesting, you know, concepts for various shows. I wonder what will happen to all that programming. It all got produced. Mm. Like, look, the one I watched, the Anna Kendrick one.
The dummy.
Really well done. Nice. Like, really well shot, you know, considering it was a little thing that you watch on your phone. Like, I thought, well, this is a legitimate show. And I actually wished that it was just a two-hour movie. Like, I thought it had a satisfying ending. It had a funny arc. It was filthy.
They'll probably sell it to
so
Prime
dirty.
Or Netflix.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, you know, they'll probably get some of this money back just by licensing these things to other outlets and editing them into a form that reads as one show.
I'm sure part of the reason why they didn't make it is because everybody has so many subscriptions already. Like, you're paying for so many things.
It's so, and it's so hard to just like commit to something, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Like, what do you have?
I have Disney, Netflix, of course, all the music stuff. So Spotify and...
What about Amazon Prime Video?
Amazon Prime, yes.
Do you have CBS All Access?
No, I don't, but I don't watch anything on that.
Because I have that one, too.
I'm
what about
sure
Hulu? Do you have Hulu?
Too. I signed up for a free trial and ended that.
Oh. You had the HBOs?
HBO Go? just that
sure,
one.
I think
one?
It became HBO Max. I'm not
yeah.
sure exactly how
See, and I can't even keep track of all of my subscriptions. It's too much.
Right. And now every channel, all the networks want you to subscribe. There's the Peacock one, the CBS All Access, which I have, is now changing mm-hmm. to something else. I mean, there's so many things.
Right.
I can't keep up with it all.
I actually think Quibi's idea is brilliant. You know,
I agree. Kind of, I really thought that that would work, but it's it turns out it didn't, and they're shutting it down. And
to me, it's the same approach as like the TikTok mentality of like, you know, that 15 seconds or up to a minute. And there's so much great content on there that even though it's a minute at max, I'm still sitting there for an hour watching that 60 videos right there at least.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I could see how it's sold in very, very much like YouTube is the same way.
Right.
There's your video, you're watching it, but you also have 10 selections below that you can switch to when this one's boring you.
Right.
And you watch a kid on there and you hear them, the way they're swiping and the way they pop onto the next one, you go, oh my God, that whole system is inescapable.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can go down a rabbit hole. And it's funny because I'm sure that that's what they thought would happen, that Quibi would be on there and people would get through this one and then they'd watch the next one. And it's just, I think that because TikTok and YouTube require no commitment, mm-hmm. you know, you can leave at any time. You don't really care. You're not invested in anything that you're watching necessarily.
Right.
I just, and you're right. Like, I've got YouTube already. There are shows on there that I can watch, and I don't have to pay for that. Anyway, bye Quibi. It was nice knowing you, and hopefully your programming winds up somewhere because some of it was really good. Okay, there are no new ideas in Hollywood. Just quickly here, it's been 43 years since the first Smokey and the Bandit movie came out. It's being revived as a TV show. I loved Smokey and the Bandit.
Me too.
There were several of those. I don't have a network attached yet, but it's being developed by Seth MacFarlane from The Family Guy, along with David Gordon Green and Danny McBride, and the creative team that worked on the HBO show Eastbound and Down, which I don't even know if that particular show had something specifically to do, because Eastbound and Down is that's the song from Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh.
Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. So, obviously, most
of
the people...
I never put that together. Okay.
I know. Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if it's going to have any kind of formal connection to the show. Like, everyone who made Smokey and the Bandit, except for Sally Field, is no longer with us. But anyway, we were looking at the original movie trailer for... Which trailers have changed a lot since the original Smokey and the Bandit trailer. So, we have that. We're going to put that on the Serenity Facebook page.
Oh, cool.
Because that is... It's so old-timey.
Well, one time...
That was like the 70s.
I don't know if you'd agree with this, but at one time, I'd say for like 10 years, Burt Reynolds was the biggest star.
Oh, huge, right?
Yeah. Like, he had a run going there. It was Cannonball Run. It was Smokey and the Bandit. There were a few... Hooper, I think, was one. He was big deal.
Yeah. This is.
What are those two guys doing?
Well, I think
that was part of the trailer. I'm not sure exactly. He's waking them up or something like that.
Yeah, but from behind.
Weird.
Yeah. It's worth a second of your time today. And then
not
the
just
other
behind, also on top.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's a top for sure. There's no question. I mean, he's on top is what I meant to say.
Right.
There's also a Flashdance TV reboot in development. It's a show based on the 1983 movie Flashdance. This is the Paramount Plus. In case you haven't heard. CBS All Access is becoming Paramount Plus. I guess they feel like that sounds more legit or something. Instead of a welder who dreams of being a dancer, which is the original Flashdance, this time we get a stripper who dreams of being a ballet dancer. I don't believe Jennifer Beals is in it. So, all right, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
Oh, boy, a stripper.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I'll get to that Karen story, which I couldn't get to last time. And also, darn it, where did it go? Hold on. Oh, mask breath is burning your eyes after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.